Bruce is back there again.
Yeah.
I don't know what song you're singing,
Tony.
I don't think you do either.
Doo-doo-doo. Welcome to the bar.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
New shot. Thank you. So I don't have to keep fucking doing this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was the whole
My fucking my neck hurts so bad on fucking Wednesday morning when I woke up. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was staring at Tony the whole
goddamn
show.
Yeah, it's perfect for me because I can't see him no matter what.
Nice.
Sometimes
during the show, I'll fucking peek over just to see what you're looking
at. I'm always locked in on you.
We don't have to do that anymore.
We do not.
It is almost a full barn here. We have basically everyone's each helping out setting up the new little studio.
The auxiliary studio, if you will.
Yeah, there you go, the aux. I believe so. I don't know a thing about anything that anywhere is, to be honest with you, aside from this chair and this seat, but we got Nick, we got Ty.
Wad is slithering around,
and with his crutches and wheelchair in the locker room, welcome, Pat, to PMI Mimic Man.
Yeah. Here we go! Yeah, man,
when do you use the wheelchair?
I was trying to use it, and it's honestly way harder than my crutches, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it fit through all the doors? That's what I didn't
think. Well, it's definitely not like a good wheelchair. It's definitely a...
Ranky-dink.
Yeah, like, Craigslist. Hey, this kid's not going to be in this wheelchair super long, so let's not
get anything. Where did he get it?
Yeah, wheelchair?
You can get a wheelchair on Amazon.
Amazon
everything right now. Broken leg, can't get off my couch. Amazon.
Hospital didn't
everything.
Give you the wheelchair?
No, they gave me the crutches.
Oh, okay. So at least you get to buy one, get one free.
So did you get the wheelchair because you were tired of crutching? Or?
Yeah, actually, I got the wheelchair because I'm lazy and I wanted the wheelchair for myself, but the wheelchair actually is more fucking work
do
than
you
the
sit
crutches.
On it and, do you sit on the wheelchair in front of your TV with the TV dinner at your house?
No, I should do that.
You
though.
Absolutely
yeah, that's
do that.
What you should
Why
do.
Why the fuck am I not doing
Pet
that?
Your cat.
Yep. Put Since a blanket over your legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just hang on.
Yep.
Don't do anything.
Because your leg circulation isn't good right now, so you need to keep it warm.
Uh-huh. Well, I told Mick, too. I saw him fucking first day in here. He clearly did not know how to use crutches at all. No. But he was just fucking leaning on him, putting all his weight. And I said, hey, listen, pal, you are going to fucking sever the nerves. And your, don't you dare fucking do that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you dare. Put some fucking washcloths around that, okay?
Yeah, I had to take off that fucking, what's that called, plastic thing that they have on the crutches. It hurt my fucking armpit so bad, I had to just take it off, and now it's just straight up hard
Would
plastic.
Would you put it on or barbed wire?
No, I have nothing else on it. It's, where are my crutches?
Come on, dude. You gotta put, everyone knows you put dish rags on.
Yeah, put dish rags.
Time with a gum bag.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Seriously, man, do that tonight. It will fucking be a world of difference.
You can use an old t-shirt if that's all you got.
Yeah, or your
pillow. You came on all your, dish rags.
The worst cloth might be tough. The worst cloth is the go-to, though.
Yeah, worst. You gotta maybe even wet down that worst cloth a little bit before you put them on there.
Crafty son of a bitch would get some foam.
Yeah, I was gonna say a sponge. You could throw a sponge underneath there.
Sponge.
Just a regular old sponge.
Like a yellow one that kind of has the curve of peanut.
The poofy one.
Old green top. Yeah. Green top, yellow bottom.
Yeah. Or maybe even one of
them. That's more of
the new Cascade ones. The blue long one.
Sure.
Yeah, I want to get one of those yellow pool towels.
There you go.
Cut that thing up and then just like put it on top of
yellow.
It.
Tell you what, you might be
talking about
a sponge.
Pool,
what do you mean?
You start sweating out your pits too.
That's awesome.
It just absorbs it.
So it's kind of
smell
like
shit, like
a tampon for your armpits.
Yes,
basically.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Especially you need those with crutches too, because goddamn, it can get sweaty.
I'm sure it can.
Thank God it's getting cold though, Mitt. That's got to be a great silver lining. Could be worse. Could be 90 degrees out there.
Sure.
You're crutching around.
Yeah, but then we get the frost and it's gonna get icy. And
yeah, it's gonna be tough.
And Mitt. I tell you what, you are a prime suspect to fucking take a dip on ice with your crutches.
Which foot is it?
Good header.
Sadly, it is my right foot.
Oh, so driving's easy?
I'm not an absolute buffoon. I can drive with my left foot.
I'm not saying you're a buffoon. It's
Tony.
I mean, let's not just, admit's back. I love Mitt.
I wouldn't want to drive with my left foot.
Hey, quote AJ Hawk, as of today,
I know.
Okay.
I have at least 1 ounce of athleticism in me because I can drive with my left foot and my right foot is fucking injured.
No, it turns out getting that Mustang as an automatic isn't so bad now.
No,
good on you.
We know you're an athlete. You're a college football superstar, but how long are you
he been
on the IR?
Like,
Yeah, good question.
Granny.
We will be on the IR for, it's I think, 4 more weeks now.
Oh, jeez, I thought you were about to say months. Yeah,
you have 10 screws in your leg. I thought it would be at least 4 months.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that, honestly, when they showed me the x-ray, I did actually think, like, oh, fuck, wow, yeah, I snapped my tibia clean in half.
So you'll be back for the X-Games with Sal Masichella?
So we're hoping for that.
If you got fucking ball one, you will.
Goddamn right. You better be. I mean, I got a big ticket right on me.
They ain't fucking handing out big air to everybody, man. Okay.
Are you going from this to walking boot, or are you just after this, you're good?
After this, I'm supposed to be straight up just good. All right.
How many 900s did you hit before you eventually ate it in the pool?
I was getting up there, and then I didn't really do anything cool.
Which one of your buddies' pools did you drain the fucking skateboard?
That's
in?
A good question.
I wish that cash? I did that. That'd be fucking money. Awesome. No, cash pool. That sadly, his parents sold that house. He doesn't have a pool anymore.
Of course.
I know, the fucking worst.
So I stopped hanging out with him.
I respect that.
It
man.
Was the first run of the day, right?
Last run,
Bruce.
Always, Bruce, if you know anything about fucking extreme sports, it's always the last run. Of the day.
It's hard to leave.
Dude, yeah.
It's like shooting hoops. You can't leave on a miss.
Correct.
I mean, it had been fucking nose manualing for like an hour and 30 minutes before that. It was like fucking old Rodney Mullen videos. Yep. Fucking fakey nose manual to dark slide.
It was super fucking embarrassing when I started talking to these kids that were like, they're probably 17, 18. I'm like leaving. And I'm just like, yeah, I have to like kind of like watch how I fall or else I'm going to fucking like break my ankle. And then I went in the bowl one more time, fell, broke my fucking ankle.
Look at this fucking noob!
Were they making fun of you?
Pointing and laughing. We should search on YouTube, kid breaks ankle skateboard.
Probably there.
We
should.
Hit latest. See if these kids are filming. Idea.
They offered to help me to my car. I refused. I didn't think it was broken.
Bro, this is not NAR. You okay? Like, fucking, let's get you to the hospital.
Did you army crawl to your car?
No, I used the skateboard.
Did you
as
lay on the skateboard?
Just like kind of fucking like
just
my
swim
way
it
there,
like
dude.
Fucking Daniel Day Lewis at the start of There Will Be Blood. Just fucking crawl across the.
Yeah.
Bro, that would have been. All right. Awesome.
Yeah, it's great to have you back,
hey,
man.
Dad,
back how's everybody's weekend? Good.
Weekend.
It's great.
Good.
Watching anything?
A lot of yard work, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think I really that question is really just directed to Nick and Bruce now.
Yeah, they don't exist.
You guys don't have weekends anymore.
No, not really. Not really.
Nick, I know you watch Thrones. I don't think everybody is caught up to this yet, but great episode.
It was a great episode. I don't want to talk about it though, because I believe Ty's taking a stand. He's not watching until
when I get a little bit of time, because I'm so far behind. I was like, fuck it. The headline was like Game of Thrones delivers its or House of the Dragon delivers its best episode yet.
It was.
So I was like, all right, fuck it. I will. I'll read the recap. And, you know, I'm not going to know what's going on. So it's not the end of the world.
It's a very Zeet move of you to do.
Yeah. But again, with so many characters, like I'm not looking at a character and thinking like, oh, that like this is, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know who anyone is, so it's not really that spoilery, but I did get to a part where something, I was like, oh, that's fucking sweet. So I watched 45 seconds to a minute and a half of the newest episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And let me just say, wait till you get to the, I'll have his tongue for that.
Really?
Yeah, it is sick.
Okay.
I'm all the way back in. I will be catching up.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I will tell you what. There are two shows that I have decided I think I'm going to go all in on. Post Thrones. Not 9-1-1. I think the Peripheral, the show that they basically do every other commercial
That's
on.
That's not how you say that word.
On Thursday. What's it called?
Peripheral.
Peripheral?
Vision?
I don't know. What's the name of the show on Amazon?
I don't know. I don't know what the show is.
Oh, they show it every single time on Thursday.
Is it a space show?
No, it is kind of like a Westworld show. So I know.
Oh yeah, you know
what?
I think I did say from the creators of Westworld.
I think it was Nolan's. I think the Nolan's did it.
Chris,
Chris's brother Jonathan.
John. Yeah, there it is, Johnny. Johnny Nolan.
Why do they always have to try to bend space and time?
Because it's interesting.
What are
they
we
are
doing
good at
here,
it,
Tony?
Yeah, they're really good at it. Not to mention,
they weren't good at the one time.
Which time? Come on.
Tenet. Are you talking about Tenet?
Don't you say Tenet.
That's inversion, Tony. Okay, and entropy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not bending space and time.
Okay. World War III.
I was talking about Tenet.
It's the algorithm, Tony.
Okay, I was wrong.
Tenet was unbelievable.
It was.
It wasn't.
Bob Pattinson fucking kills it.
He crushed.
It wasn't. I definitely didn't understand it in 200%.
Still
need to
don't.
Watch it again.
Still don't. I've watched it fucking 7-8 times. It makes no sense, but it's awesome.
It's so sweet. You guys don't get it.
Yeah, you don't understand.
No, but right. I'm going to watch that. Right. Also, Rings of Power. Rings the trailers have power. Really
Rings
grabbed
of Power
me
is in the folder.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
I wouldn't say it's a glowing recommendation.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Because they aren't strong, kind, and brave.
Brave, smart, and kind.
Is that real? Is that why, Tony? Maybe. Okay.
Well, that's wanna, a great team. It.
No, it's not because they're not brave, small, and kind.
Okay, well, it's good to know. Hey, before we get into the folder,
exactly,
we gotta go ahead and just, I mean, Bruce, the floor is yours.
Go ahead,
fucking
Bruce.
Brucey Blue Trucks. Bruce Dable is the proud owner of a brand new 2017 Blue F-150.
Wait, did you get a 2017?
No, I don't know.
Oh, it's 19.
No, it's 2022.
What?
F-150 XL, nice and basic. Thing's sweet, dude. I'm loving it.
Oh, I forgot we talked about your car breaking down here on the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do the crib style video like we all told you to do?
I did not.
Okay, well, I guess that's
well, then what are we doing? Cut this,
to look,
then.
Yeah, something to look forward to next week, then.
Next week, we'll dial it up.
You son of a bitch.
You also promised that you were going to fucking shave your head and gain 80 pounds so that you can get out of your truck looking like Dable and we can take a picture.
Grow you got the beard. Windbreaker already.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I am.
Corduroys.
I hate to spoil it, but I am going to be Brian Dable for Halloween, so.
Well, why would you spoil it?
Why
it,
would
Bruce?
You just do that?
We're 3 weeks out.
Well, you'll forget.
Halloween.
No, we won't.
No.
We
will not.
No, I'll never forget.
Keep Brian Dable tomorrow. What are you talking about? Halloween.
Shave your head tonight and gain 80 pounds overnight
by Halloween.
Spread that mustache out around your chin.
Yeah.
The whale would do it.
He would.
Yeah, Frazier would.
Do all it for Brendan Frazier.
WWFD. What would Frazier do?
When's first, that movie I think come I'm out? Just going to get the Tonu cover not out? And all that. But
the what cover?
How do you say it? The Tonu cover?
Tonu.
Tonu.
What's that?
Cover?
Oh, for the bed of your
big,
truck?
Big time truck guy back Jesus. Here, huh?
Oh, check out my Tonu.
My Tonu. Pretty cool.
I am without a doubt the biggest
make sure you get,
on the planet.
Get the fucking rhino lining, okay?
Get fucking 27 inch blue rims on
that. Yes. You have neon lights.
Make sure you get some sweet mud flaps.
Do you have running boards? Yeah.
I don't have running boards yet.
You're going to have to get those, too.
Did you get the fucking base model?
Tell you what, though, because learn from experience, if you don't have running boards, you go to step into that truck, okay? And you're wearing a nice pair of fucking cowboy boots.
Ferragamos.
And, they get slippery, and then you fucking smash your shin off of the fucking truck.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Bruce, you should get the lights under your door so when it opens up, it says, like, Dayball or Go Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
That would be sick.
Dayball's face. That's what you should do.
I was looking at car magnets, but it feels like it might be a little redundant with the big, giant blue truck.
What's car magnets?
Like,
how are you going to know whether
like
you should put
stickers?
A Giants magnet or a Colts magnet
like
on
a decal?
It? You fucking
shut
mark.
Shut the fuck up, Tony.
Oh!
Well, I saw your Steelers blood wearing Bills hoodies at fucking...
Who?
Phil did.
Oh, well,
who cares?
I was a little surprised, Bruce, to pull up today because you've had the truck, since like Saturday?
Yeah.
And it was weird that you had a honk if you like pussy bumpers.
That was the first
it
thing.
It was.
So you didn't get the tonneau cover or running board yet.
Already.
But you had that and the big old fucking testicles hanging from the fucking hitch.
Well, that's Bruce, I guess.
And then you guys know those coexist bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Mm. Bruce had one, but it's spelled unvaxxed. But it's got the coexist letters. It's crazy.
Growing up, I thought that those coexist bumper stickers were an actual other religion that was like coxist or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, why do you have come and take it then on the back of your truck? You think that's another religion?
Right.
He also has the
his religion.
He has the sticker of that like no fear kid wearing a Giants jersey and pissing on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
that's
classic.
Got
to do that.
Don't tread on me flag. Just
he does.
There it
back
is.
Back is fucking awesome.
You got those deer whistlers? They still make those?
Get them fucking deer whistles on there, Bruce.
Yeah. It's weird.
Knowing you, Texan driving, you're going to fucking... demolish a deer.
Dude, I almost fucking smoked a deer actually like last night.
Nah,
come
you don't
on,
say.
Man. Don't smoke.
Yeah, driving
deer.
With your left foot is going great though.
No, I mean the area that we're at, there's a shit ton of deer
there
around
are.
Here.
Be safe.
You got to watch the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, put your high beams on.
Bruce, all Bruce seriousness, also. All seriousness though, you know, the bumper stickers were kidding, but you should take the Proud Boys one off the back of your truck.
What is your problem?
I just saw cool. He's got some guy out there now getting two flagpoles installed in the back of his truck bed. Yes. Can only imagine which two flags he's going to be flying.
You should do that, Bruce. You should get two massive American flags to put on the back of your truck.
Or like a 60-foot Giants flag that spring out of the tunnel at MetLife.
That people have to basically slow down. You have to drive on the highway with hazards on.
Yeah.
So people know they can't go by. That would be awesome. You should do that.
I can't believe you didn't get a dually.
I know.
Oh.
What's a dually?
It's got double back wheels.
Oh. What do I need that for? That's like a F.
Well, you said you want to go mudding all the time, right?
I do. All right, you and your brothers.
That was the pinnacle of reality TV. What was that fucking show called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was like Jersey Shore.
Buck Wild. Tractor pulls?
No, it was
Buck Wild.
There
yeah.
it is. Yeah, it was Jersey Shore, just in West Virginia.
Yeah, there's. Hey, let's just get hammered.
Hey, y'all want to go mudding this weekend?
That guy died.
Yeah, one of them
doing
did.
That?
Ooh,
yeah.
Buck,
the best character. Yeah,
Buck or Wild?
Buck.
No. Buck Wild was the name of the show, Tony.
Yeah, that was a buddy cop show.
Buck and Wild.
No. Yeah.
It was like, let's get Buck Wild.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was like if they named Jersey Shore.
Were they in like a cabin in the woods drinking?
Yeah, they were just getting toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all should go as Buck Wild for Halloween.
That's actually a really good idea. It's coming up, too. That's genius. We should think about doing
just
that.
Just something to think about.
All right.
Well, let's get into the fog as we think about that.
I'm going to be smiling about that for a fucking
long time.
Yeah, weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, you're pulling double duty, so we understand.
That'll be Bruce.
Exclusive. This is from Inna Freed. That is a real name, author of Axios. Exclusive. Boston Dynamics pledges not to weaponize its robots.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Dude.
Whatever.
Bruce, promise you might have to show the screen so that people can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. He's learning. The thing that really gets me is
it's
the...
it's like mush because you can't see what the hell's mean.
Because you can't see the...
What do we got fucking
no, don't
can you Pete switch? Maverick Mitchell
yeah,
watching the show is the only one with eyes good enough.
There it is. The problem with this is the caption, Boston Dynamics' spot robot seen along the waterfront in Cape Town, South Africa.
Whoa.
So Boston Dynamics isn't weaponized it, but they'll sell it to any country that wants it. And hey, what they do, it's not our fault.
Wait till you see what they're doing in China, my friend. I don't know if it's in here or not.
The video is in here. Now, it's Boston Dynamics can pledge all at once.
Bingo.
But a pledge is not... tell you what, I pledged to not drink this week.
What?
Well, that's a little... You could just not do that.
Correct. Exactly. So can Boston Dynamics. As far as I'm concerned, pledges...
Well, no, I mean, that's...
Fugaze, fairy dust.
But that's not the issue. Like, that's noble of them, but one day the fucking Spot is going to be like, you know what? I think I want an assault rifle.
Yeah.
And he'll just grab one. And guess what? He never pledged that.
No.
Has a pledge ever... Like, I signed the DARE pledge in high school.
There you go.
D, guess I what? Won't do drugs. A, won't have an attitude. R, I will respect myself. E, I will educate me now.
And I don't think I did any of those things.
Ty did.
I still remember the song, fucking Officer Willie Keller was up there.
I've never heard
that
song in my life.
Me either. Pledges don't mean shit. Bruce,
I don't know. Pledge of Allegiance, dude.
Yeah, to the flag of the United States of America.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, in which I stand.
No, and to the Republic. You can't forget the Republic.
Onto which I stand.
One nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Amen.
Your version was better.
Yeah, you should rewrite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Bruce, do you have the capability of jumping to the video of the Chinese?
Let's not push Bruce too
there
far.
It is.
Okay, way
Bruce,
to go, Bruce.
You
wow.
maniac.
Hold the phone. So this is currently in China.
Okay,
we got
no
a,
big deal. Just a basic drone,
just
right?
a drone.
Looks like it's just a drone.
Just flying. It's a little bigger of a drone.
It is.
Man, look, they
what
can't
is this company,
it on a good camera.
What is this
it's
company called? Bloodwing?
Yeah, Bloodwing. That's like their right wing.
Oh, really?
I have no idea.
What's it doing?
What is the drone doing?
Is that a mini tank?
That looks like a missile.
Left something. It
oh,
drops
is that a bomb? So it drops off.
Okay.
This drone places something.
It's landing.
Oh, this is like a package delivery.
Oh, it's like an airdrop. This is Amazon Prime?
Oh, so in Call of Duty, someone gets an airdrop.
Is that a fucking mini nuke from Fallout?
Is that like a mini tank? with like a remote control.
Wait for it.
Whoa.
You got
They dropped off a weaponized fucking Boston Dynamics
fucking
dog.
Hell.
Look at that.
Oh, and that thing has a massive 50 cal on its back. Yeah.
Look at the drum it's carrying around.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Boston Dynamics can pledge all they want, okay?
Well, I mean, I doubt we're too far ahead from China in the technology department. Looks like they're doing just fine over there, okay? Now, I don't think that we should be that worried because that drone's moving slow. I don't know where their drone technology's at. However, it does look as though they have thought about the dog assault rifle combination.
Thought about it.
That thing is fully operational.
That thing exists, my friend. That thing is being dropped off in your backyard in their minds as we speak.
That thing can shoot a Campbell's soup can from 2 miles away, okay? Yeah, I think we should be worried.
Whatever. I ain't worried.
I'm buying a fucking RPG
and at that
tonight.
At that distance, everything comes into play. Fucking
better
wind,
get a couple
yardage,
mines
fucking
as well.
Even the Coriolis effect, the fucking rotation of that. Everything comes into play at that distance. Right.
Kentucky windage. Ever heard of it?
Thank you.
They have.
Still got the fucking shovel.
Fucking aim small, miss small.
Mm-hmm. Next.
It's best just not to think about that type of stuff.
No, definitely not.
I'm thinking about this stuff. Johnny Depp looks like meatloaf. Schmidt. Johnny Depp, unrecognizable as he poses for selfie.
That's not Johnny Depp.
Yes, it is. He shaved his beard. He is fat because he's been sitting on that fat stack of cash from Amber Heard.
That looks like every hairband rocker from that has decided to maybe do a tour. After they have him for 40 years.
It also, God rest his soul, kind of looks like Norm MacDonald dressing up as Meatloaf, dressing up as Johnny Depp.
As Ozzy Osbourne.
I was thinking Sam Kinison.
When you said Meatloaf this morning, I can only see Meatloaf now. And I just picture him.
He didn't look like that 2 weeks ago.
No, he didn't. But and that's what I told Nick. I was like, yeah, that's not Johnny Depp. And then, boom, look at the second photo, and you see the fucking hand tats and the 400 rings on his fingers.
Do they match up?
Johnny
Have
Depp.
We done forensic analysis on the tattoos?
Not yet. It looks like he had open heart surgery and then just fucking left the wound fresh. Like, what is going on underneath his
shirt? Well,
it turns
out when you drink a case of wine every night before you go to sleep, it does add a few LPs.
Yeah, doing copious amounts of cocaine.
Yeah, it's not as if he stopped doing that and, you know, just ripping joints every single hour of every single day. He's still Johnny Depp, but he's just not the bad human being that woman tried to make him out to
What be. If he really is doing, like, a fucking Meatloaf biopic?
I could see that. When you said that, you were serious. I was like, oh, okay, sweet. That's going to be awesome.
Tell him to think about Johnny.
Meatloaf just
strike while the iron's hot. Yeah.
Yeah. People want to see Johnny back in the saddle.
That shirt is sick, too. Is it a jacket or a.
I think it's like one of them.
It's a Ringling
Western cowboy shirts.
Like a duster?
Kind of.
Yeah.
That hat is awesome. Did he fucking steal that from Angus from AC/DC?
That's who I was thinking of.
He stole it from a 19th century train conductor.
True.
Or a fucking chimney sweep from 1800s London.
I respect that.
A fucking chimney sweep.
I respect that it's unbuttoned.
Yeah, he might have been at Michael Myers' house and he had some Austin Powers relics.
Yeah, you're right.
Boom. One of those hats. Charles was like, hey, can I?
I fucking love how that looks. Can I please wear it and look like Meatloaf?
Mike Myers is like, you know what? You should do a Meatloaf biopic.
Yeah, and boom, here we are on set already.
Pumped. And Drake is behind him, kind of just hanging out. Yeah. Pretty sweet. Next. And baby Bruce. Blink-182 sends out a tweet that says, we're coming. Tour's coming. Album's coming.
What?
Tom's coming.
What?
Tickets on sale Monday.
What?
New song, Edging, out Friday.
Isn't edging when you...
Oh, yeah.
What is it, Tony?
Go ahead, Tony.
It's when you dip the tip, right? Kind of like soaking?
No.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if that's it. I thought the guy in the middle was... I'm trying to think. I should have looked this up before.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Is that the actor?
Wait, is Travis Barker in Blink-182?
Tom
Arnold.
Oh, big time.
Tom Arnold. I was going to say James Gunn.
Yeah, he's got James Gunn. Tom Arnold, I think, if I'm thinking of the right person.
Yeah. I can see.
I thought he was Tom Arnold.
I can see some Tom Arnold.
Just a little bit of Tom Arnold. Tom looks like they photoshopped him in.
He also looks like he hasn't aged a day.
That's what I'm saying.
Years.
That's Nick. That's,
yeah.
That's if Tom Arnold.
If that was a Reds hat, I'd say that's Nick Lachey.
Easy. They
All these guys are.
Did Nick Lackey do something wrong?
Nick Lackey's a fucking legend, dude. You know that.
All right, come on.
You know, Tony, where did you know you think Travis get... Barker from?
Drummer. I didn't know who he drammed.
Soldier Boy remix.
I didn't know who he drammed for.
Who he drammed for. These guys right here.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, he
drammed. Yeah, the act of drumming, dude. Yeah, he drammed.
Travis Barker wearing the Black Panther's necklace from Wakanda. Kind of.
Yes.
I think so.
Court bought it for him.
Yeah, I took the words right out of my mouth, Tony. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this will be fun. I don't know if I don't get any. Where are you? And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. Then I don't want
to
hear it.
Well, Friday we'll listen to edging, and we'll try to edge while we listen to it.
Yeah. I don't think I need you're to fully again. Grasping need to what edge again. Is.
Just That's like that. When you clean up your yard and make sure the edges are all nice.
That's
and
right.
Sure.
I'm pure, so pristine. Curious about what edging is.
Pristine edge.
You know, Bruce.
You know.
You've been doing it in that day ball truck since you got it.
It's when it's when you almost climax and you said, wait, 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 stop.
Stop, stop, stop. Like what you've been doing every single Giants game.
Yeah.
And then you go again. Okay. And then you go, wait, 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 stop.
Gotcha.
And then, so
it's just... That's how it works,
stop,
Bruce.
Stop, stop, stop. Baseball, baseball, baseball.
Okay. Are you guys being fucking serious?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So that's what...
Yeah, I know. You've been practicing for years, right?
Yeah.
No.
Come on. We know the sauce. Yeah.
Sure. Next.
Can you just ask if we're serious? Yeah. We are 100% serious at all times on this program.
Yeah, that's right.
You should know that by now.
Get it down.
Including Bruce's.
How's Consuela doing?
Good. She's chilling. She brings me ice every now and then.
That's
what your ankle.
That's what a ghost milkmaid should do.
That's right.
Thank you. Uh oh. Maybe we should be worried about the dogs.
Okay, hold on. No. The Pacific Ocean will close. America to collide with Asia. Come on. Since when are we sending this bullshit?
What do you mean?
God damn it.
What the fuck?
Pangea was 14 billion years ago. You know how long it's going to take?
There's a fucking study, dude.
Yeah. The study is probably the projection of the next 8 billion years on this planet.
That's a good point, though. Wasn't Pangea the other way?
Yeah.
Yes. It wasn't Africa, so it's going.
Now it's coming
back.
Yeah.
It's going to take 8 billion years.
Are we being fucking terraformed?
You know how much longer? We don't even know it. You know how much longer that's going to take?
I mean, the ozone is not going to fucking last this long.
Although,
boom.
Solid point. Although,
have you seen
this name they came up with?
Yeah, Amasia.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right, so it's did do some further research here. Apparently, this will happen in the next 200 to 300 million years.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. So okay. I won't hold my breath, okay? Yeah.
Come on. I mean, Amasia plus...
Think about how good the Asian food is going to be in America. Mm.
Think about that world power. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
You're fucking Russia.
Yeah. Come on.
Who's going to be the... Never mind. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it when it happens.
John Cena.
So Japan's just dead, huh? They're just going to blow it up?
Crush it.
Yeah. Does it get crushed in between America and Amasia? Or...
Well, America becomes a major.
Okay. Where does Japan fall into this then?
Isn't Japan on the other eastern side, coast of...
Huh?
What?
What?
Japan's on the other side.
What?
No, it's right there.
No, Japan is right off the coast. Oh,
we're going to the west. We're going to the west.
We're going west. Yeah, we're going left.
Yeah, Japan.
Japan might get smushed.
Well, then it's a casualty of Amasia.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Japan's going to be a fucking borough of L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We'll be a lot closer to Australia as well, which would be pretty sick.
Maybe. Fucking... If we get tarantulas, I'm done.
I can't wait to go.
I'm out on Amasia if we get tarantulas from Australia.
They would still have to fucking cross an ocean, I believe. Maybe. I don't know the exact coordinates of how they
We see what's going
to
happen.
But we will be able to go to Bonsai Beach.
Yeah, we will be Amasia, and then Antarctica or Australia will be
a little lower.
South Australia.
Haven't died at Bonsai Beach this weekend.
Think about that.
Took a ferry down.
Australia is going to fit right into South America.
It's perfect. It's going to be awesome for people then.
Yeah, Europe is so fucked.
Yeah.
Bye.
They don't get anything.
Bye.
They just keep going left.
Bye.
All right, I'm back in on Amasia. I was wrong. All right, AQ, see you later. Have fun.
Safe travels. Safe flight.
Good luck,
dude.
AQ.
Al was a great guy.
He is.
He said pod listeners are just
awesome.
Great people.
His favorite.
Top tier. He was actually almost crying when he said he couldn't come on today.
Yep.
Expendables 4. Yes. That Expendables.
Look at this cast.
Will release on September 22nd, 2023 in theaters.
Isn't that just the cast of three?
I believe so.
No. Who's is that fucking
Antonio Banderas?
That is Hangman on that the back Hangman. Left, yeah.
Wow. Hangman Page. Fucking Ronda Rousey.
Did Hangman
they tried to get Hangman Page. He wasn't available.
Hey, was Hangman also Volchev?
No, who? Dude, no. Come on.
Is that Rob Stock?
Volchok?
Rob
from
Stock?
From O.C.
Yeah, is Volchok. That Rob Stock next to Hangman?
Is that Steven Van Zandt?
That's what I thought.
Who is it?
Then why you bring him on? Why not get fucking Bruce? Where's the rest of the E Street band?
Who's bottom right? left? Who's bottom left?
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes. Holy shit, it is.
Yeah, come on. We know the front.
Yeah, this is just the cast of three.
Mark Ruffalo's in this?
Yeah, who's between Wes and the fucking...
Mark Ruffalo, dude.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, between him and Stallone?
Yeah.
That's fucking Randy Couture. Yeah. What? That'd be, well, actually, it could be fucking Ruffalo in heavy
top,
makeup.
Who's top right?
I don't know.
Top right? I think it's Steven Van Zandt.
Steven Van Zandt.
Okay.
Is that Rob Stock?
I can't
find
pussy anywhere.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen one. Are they as awesome as they look?
Yes, Tony. You got to watch the last one.
You've never seen one, Tony? No. You'd fucking cream your pants.
Liam Neeson.
Do I have to start with one?
Yeah.
Actually, just watch the first one and then don't worry about the rest of them. What? There's this one speech that Mickey Rourke has in the first one. It is just
like his speech in Wrestler.
So laughable. No, but people are saying like fucking Mickey Rourke. What an Oscar!
Isn't Stone Cold in the first one?
Yeah. And in typical this one Stone right Cold after? Fashion, his only line is like, "Come get some, sweetheart." Says that like 100 times.
Is the first one right after A Team?
Right near it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's close. There's a part where they bomb like a dock. And they're flying away, and it cuts to Stallone, and he has this fist pump.
Yeah.
It's funny, Tony. Yeah, it is a good time.
Okay.
It is unbelievable.
Statham has a bunch of great lines.
Obviously. Uh-huh.
What's his name? He's a sweet.
Late Christmas.
Yeah. Yes.
How yoked Stallone is.
Oh, yeah. He still got it. Ruffalo put on a few pounds.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Wow. Have you seen any of them? Maybe $100 if you can tell me what fucking Stallone's name is. And he's
fucking
Teddy.
Isn't it something like Sean Danger?
Is that Sean Danger?
Ross.
Close. It's fucking Barney Ross, dude.
We got fucking Lee
Christmas and Barney Ross. Fucking.
Are you reading the characters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please go down. Yeah, let's do a guess who plays who. I know fucking Mickey Rourke's name was like Toll Road or something.
Go ahead.
Gunner? Is go one of them Gunner?
Yep. Dolph Lundgren, yeah. I believe, is Gunner.
Gunner Jensen.
Gunner Jensen, that's right. Isn't Jet Li like Bing Bong Bok or something?
What is it?
We get a close-up on Tony's face.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gunner. Read the damn name, son.
Yeah, try it.
Hail Caesar.
Oh, what? Is that a movie?
That's Terry Crews. Yep. Keep going.
Conrad Stonebanks.
Conrad Stonebanks, is that? That's fucking Couture.
No, that's fucking Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah. I remember him in that.
Toll Road.
Toll Road is fucking Mickey Rourke.
Yin Yang.
Yin Yang is Jet Li.
Mr. Church.
Mr. Church. Oh, shit. That's is that Bruce Willis or is that Schwarzenegger?
That's Arnold, isn't it?
Let me see here, Mr. Church. That's Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez.
I might watch this tonight.
You should. Trent Mauser.
That's Arnold.
Galgo.
I forgot about Galgo.
Billy the Kid. John Smiley. Luna Maya. Thorne. Mars. I got to watch this, too.
Yeah, I might watch it tonight. That was named fucking Lee Christmas.
You kidding me? These were the same names you guys use for fucking football, that football game you're playing on your phone.
Yeah.
A nun one.
Jack a nun one. Man, I miss Retro Boy. I'm going to have to check back in.
Okay.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. You will not be disappointed.
Can't wait to watch this.
No, that's right. And, you know, I typically need to use Roman swipes. But when I'm watching The Expendables, I'm juiced up.
You're
going to
need
tell
it
you
if you're
what.
Watching this movie.
Yeah, a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, you are. And if you're not watching this movie, don't worry, because most guys have tried different ways to last longer.
That's right. Sure.
But thinking about your fantasy football team doesn't always work like The Expendables does. That's why the folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman swipes. The secret to longer lasting sex.
I mean, hell yeah.
How long is this, Bruce?
What? Just do the call to action, all
okay,
right?
Okay, there we go. Try swipes today with a special offer just for our listeners. For the first time, Roman is offering 20% off your first order to GetRoman.com/thepod.
Wow.
That's GetRoman.com/THEPOD for 20% off.
Thank you, Roman.
And free two-day shipping.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
How'd you play? How'd you go?
Yeah.
Is this live?
Yeah.
So during the show, I'll hear like a speaker crackling.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
This TV has sound on it, and it's the bottom speaker's blown out. So I just realized that as I was walking past here, I heard his voice coming through this thing. It was crackling. I just learned something about our studio.
That thing has audio?
Yeah, right now it does. Yeah, currently. Wow. I just got to turn it down a little bit, because I'll start yelling, and I'll have this one out, this one and in, and I hear like static, and I'm like, is something about to blow up? Turns out
it's that son of a bitch.
Because of that incredible ad read,
thank you, Roman.
Good work, good work.
Thank you, Roman.
That's good deduction, right?
And
there.
We could never know because we all have our headphones in.
Yeah.
Bingo.
And now we know because that's what we heard earlier too, maybe.
Maybe.
Could have been.
Yeah, because we were hearing static and we were like, what is that?
Is there a remote? These new age TVs.
I thought those didn't have on or
boom,
off buttons.
Found it.
Oh. This is
this fucking thing.
You can zoom in on it with the button.
Wait, are you zooming?
Bruce, stop messing Bruce. With the cameras, Bruce.
Bruce, you're confusing all of us, dude.
Bruce, knock it off.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Just get the hang of the bass.
I thought Zed said there was a remote somewhere.
There it is.
Boom, boom,
got
boom.
It.
Wow.
Thank you guys for helping me.
Check
thank
that box off.
Thank you guys for helping me. That was really good work by you guys.
Hell
thank
yeah.
You ever see Expendables? Me either. But turns out it's a must-watch movie.
Yeah, some of the best names in the history of film.
Show them the cast. Recognize those guys?
Yeah. We thought so.
That's one movie? Is that Ronda Rousey?
Yeah,
that?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think she's
top
playing.
Left, fucking Hangman Page.
I don't think that's his last name.
What's it's his not. Last name?
Once again, they tried to get Hangman Page, but he would have had to fucking vacate the AEW title, so he couldn't do it.
Oh, all right. Okay, so just normal Hangman.
Yeah.
Top left.
That's a hell of a crew. Oh, that's one movie? What's the... They got to pay everything for this, right?
Well, this is the fourth one of these type of movies. They
so
three.
They've made some money off
of
this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How are these deals set up? Back-end deals?
Probably for, like, Sly Stallone. All these other people, they're probably honestly taking a pay cut to work with all the... You know,
with
like
Dolph Lundgren.
Love Hangman, but guess what? Hangman ain't getting his normal rate on Expendables 4.
I know, but I'm talking about like Sly.
Oh yeah, he's definitely. I mean, because he's producing it,
and then that's who Statham there in the right.
Statham, yep. Wes,
Arnold.
This is all the big names.
Antonio
right?
Banderas.
Yeah. Is that Couture? Randy Couture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good pick because I didn't know. Thought that was someone else.
I swear
else.
It's Mark Ruffalo.
Dolph Lundgren.
Still thinking.
Still don't know who's above Dolph Lundgren.
So is this
that's
like
Ronda Rousey?
No, right above Dolph.
That's Rolf
is that
Stock.
Is that the guy from Modern Family right above Dolph?
That's Ed Sheeran.
No, that is not Eric Stone Street.
Not Eric Stone Street. His partner in Modern Family.
Ty Burrell. Oh, the other guy. Yeah. I don't know. I've never watched Modern Family.
It's a good show.
You're missing out.
Pretty good show.
I've seen a couple episodes. Pretty funny.
It's a good show.
Is this like the Tornado Twister? Sharknado
kind of
action movies?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen it, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
You've never seen Sharknado?
No, I've seen Sharknado. I've never seen Expendables.
Oh, yeah, we got to watch this.
I know Sharknado is like a mockumentary. This seems legit.
This is legit.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
This
is legit gets.
Absolutely.
Sly Stallone ain't getting out of bed for something that's not legit.
Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn right.
Take that to the bank.
Is still the governor?
No.
No. He gave up office because someone threw an egg at him. But he washed it off.
I thought he just wore it forever.
He just, didn't give a shit.
It broke on him?
Well, oh, yeah, it broke. Come on. You think eggs don't break?
See those fucking biceps?
Yeah. No, I know.
Well, I can't. Why the hell am I in a jacket? He should be.
It's good, but well,
he's being a tank top.
Yeah, but he's got to carry that massive shotgun with the fucking
yeah.
drum clip.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what are they going after? Zombies?
No, it's usually like fake country dictators, and they go in and Sly and the boys just kill everybody.
Yeah, it was Mel Gibson, then I do believe it was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, it was Mason
was
fucking
Zeke. Mason was the bad guy?
I believe it was Zeke from Dexter in the first one.
Yep. He was the bad guy?
Yes, he is the general. Was the
Sergeant,
Sergeant Batista.
Yeah, Sergeant Batista, I believe, Angel is the Batista? General. Angel Batista, yes.
Dom Batista. Batista, yes.
Dom Batista.
Well, he should be in
Expendables
5.
Well, actually, yeah. Hey, Sly. Clock's ticking here.
Wake up.
Wake up is right. Get fucking Dom Batista. Name him fucking, well, Duke Cody. I guess you could just take Cody. Duke Cody from the new fucking Knives Out.
That's exactly what you should do. That movie looks awesome, too. Speaking of awesome looking movies, the first trailer for Super Mario Bros. Is out. Releases in theaters April 7th. And I'm just going to say, I think this is going to be fucking awesome.
We're in. Pretty sweet.
I think we're in.
I don't know. There was a lot of build up to, hey, how's Chris Pratt going to sound
as Mario?
He's fine.
He's going to be just fine.
I think he's going to be fine, too. I think Bowser's going to steal the show, actually.
Is that Seth Rogen?
No, I think that is Michael Keegan Key.
Oh, really?
Or am I wrong?
Michael Keegan Key?
Is that his name? What is his name? Michael Keegan Key.
That would be.
That's actually.
You should change his name.
You should change it. No, the cast
is he Bowser?
Let me look.
Cast is unreal. Who else is in it?
I think Jack Black is like Donkey Kong.
Ooh.
Okay. So.
Who's
Chris
Luigi?
Chris Pratt is Mario. Charlie Day is Luigi.
Yep.
Jack Black is Bowser.
Oh,
Seth Rogen's Donkey Kong.
There it is.
That's good
Michael
stuff.
Key Keegan is Toad. Sebastian Maniscalco is Spike.
Love
he's
that.
A good comedian.
He's Spike. That's Bowser's little bitch.
Yeah.
Anna Taylor-Joy is Princess.
Yeah, is that Chris Pratt's ex-wife?
Anna Taylor-Joy?
No, that is Beth Harmon.
Okay.
Anna Faris.
That is who I'm thinking.
Oh, Anna Taylor-Joy is Queen's Gambit.
Yes.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think she was in Northman too.
She was. Oh, and she crushed it. And she.
Skarsgård was laying pipe.
Yeah. Anna Joy Taylor was.
Taylor Joy.
Fuck this. I'm not doing the name.
I'm fucking done.
Keegan Taylor Pipe.
If their name isn't Lee Christmas, I'm not fucking
You're
saying
right.
it.
All right? You're right.
Everyone is Lee Christmas from now
okay.
on.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for Super Mario Bros. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, the CGI animation looks fucking unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Not to sound like a
oh,
joke,
sick.
But man, it looks sweet. Okay, whatever this fucking means. Arthur from Arthur the Show is hosting his own podcast beginning on October 20th. No, he's not. Because he's not real. What is this? What does this even mean?
I don't know. It's sick, though.
Well, isn't this son of a bitch supposed to be an aardvark? Isn't that what they say?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not an aardvark.
No.
It's a podcast series for kids.
Okay. So.
And why aren't his headphones on his damn ears?
What are kids going to listen to
That's
in a podcast?
That's a great point.
Yeah, that's my point. People are watching Arthur so they can watch this guy with the weird
What's
ears.
The content going to be?
Okay, kids, say it with me. A, B, C, D. It's going to be Sesame Street podcast. That's what it's going
to fucking
be.
Classic says classic stories. So.
Oh, that's sick. I'll listen to that.
Classic
Will
stories.
Will you miss?
I fucking hate Arthur.
You're a dumbass.
Wait, so if it's just classic stories, is Arthur like, so me and fucking DW woke up.
Yeah.
Went
no cap,
down.
DW is a dog. I think that is.
I didn't think DW had it.
A grocery store.
I didn't think DW had it in it. Because when she went to get her pack of gum, she said, listen, bitch, get me one of those Black and Milds behind the counter, too. Is that what this is going to be? Because if so, I'll listen.
I think so.
I mean, I love every fucking. And hopefully the theme song is the what? Howl on the brand new day. Fucking go outside and play. Or whatever the fuck the theme song was, which was
sounds
sick.
Awesome.
I wish I could remember more characters. All I can remember is DW.
Yeah, DW was his little sister, right?
Daryl
yeah.
Waltrip.
That was what it was short for.
Yeah. Francine. Boom. His friend Francine.
I thought was Francine his sister?
No,
DW
was his sister. Actually, her full name is DW Bush.
Yeah,
they never
Well, I thought it was George HDW.
I do.
Tell you what,
I'm not mistaken.
Tell you what, I'd pay money to fucking watch tickets to that podcast.
Yeah, so would I.
Me?
And you know what, Tony? If you did need to do that, you could fucking get them on SeatGeek. SeatGeek is a sponsor of today's show, and we got a special promo for you guys.
Ryan.
This is your weekly reminder that they gave us an exclusive link that gives us all 15% off football tickets,
yeah,
whether you are a first-time buyer or not. College, NFL, what? It doesn't matter what is right. SeatGeek has you covered. Just click the link in the description, and the 15% off code will be auto-applied to your account. No code needed. Woo! Thank you, SeatGeek!
Love you, SeatGeek.
SeatGeek.
Different company, but Southwest Airlines pilot sues after fellow pilot Michael Hack deadbolted the cockpit and stripped butt naked.
What? I figured they just did this every flight.
Oh, wait, it's so hot in here.
Is this during the flight? Or is this just before the flight? He was like, I'm just going to lock us in here.
Told Southwest, like, hey, don't let that Judy flight attendant get on. She's got luscious melons. They let her on. He got all horned up.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Mike Hawk is a dog.
Yeah, he is.
This is actually Bill and AJ Hawk's team.
Yeah, it is.
Mike Hawk hurts. Yeah. And this is the same guy, right?
I didn't read into this too much, so I don't know what this guy was doing. It probably did just get fucking hot in there, and he was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, the other pilot was complaining because he was trying to fly the plane, but Mike Hawk jammed all the instruments with his hot goo, so he couldn't fucking manipulate the telemetry.
Well, we just lost all telemetry.
Shut up, buddy. I need to get naked.
I figured this was like a Ace Ventura and the Rhino situation.
Yeah.
That is the first thing I thought of as well.
Okay. So that's exactly what it was.
Okay, good.
Okay. Got down to the bottom of that. Next. We've just been kind of rolling because Bruce is on top of it.
Yeah, he has.
2,000-year-old green serpentine stone mass found at the base of the Pyramid of the Sun, Teotihuacan, Mexico.
Love that. Well pronounced.
Thank you. Thank you. I am cultured. I feel as though we've talked about this.
Yeah, Stanley Ipkiss. This is the mask.
Yes.
Oh, this isn't new?
No, right? It is, but this is Stanley Ipkiss.
Yeah, Jim Carrey did this in like 1994.
Yeah, 1996. Yeah, whatever it was.
Seen this song and dance before.
Can't be as.
We talk about Stan Ipkiss.
Yeah, we are talking about Stan Ipkiss.
What was the bad guy's name in that movie? He put it on. He was like,
Lee Christmas?
Wolf the Dennis.
It was something with an O.
God,
it wasn't Oscar, but it was like
Oliver
Oswald
Twist?
Or something.
I
terrible.
Believe Peter Green is who played him, but I can't remember.
His jaw was so Dorian Tyrell.
Dorian.
Tyrell? Like Lannister?
Dorian Tyrell, yeah. He was a.
Marjorie Tyrell.
Good looking guy, but then he put that mask on and his. He was kind of shovel faced.
He was a little bit.
AJ Hawk.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever seen The Mask?
Yeah.
You've never seen The Mask.
Add that to your list. Expendables, 1, 2, 3. Put the mask on.
See you, dude. See you, dude.
See you, dude.
Have a good night.
If you've never seen it.
I've seen it. It's just crazy.
Have you ever seen The Mask?
Cam Diaz is.
Yeah, she's a missile in it, right? Something about Mary Cam.
It was her first role.
I tell you what, him just not being able to resist putting that thing on is quite a relatable thing. You know, when you're looking at him, it's like, how do you not? It's when you're staring at a door that doesn't have steps on the other side. There's some people that just have the urge to jump out of their door.
Sure.
Feels like The Mask was very similar to that for old buddy there. What a life changer for him.
For Stan Ipkiss?
Yeah, he was a loser.
He was.
Just middle management, bank guy, fucking.
Bum.
Whittle it away.
Dying. Every day.
Every single day.
Dog was cool. His life
Spike.
Stunk.
No.
Leo.
Is it Milo or Otis?
Milo,
or
sorry.
Milo.
For all the listeners of this show, though, I'd like to let you know that probably earlier in the show, you heard a loud thump coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the members of the pod told me, AQ, and Evan that they could not hear the golf simulator that was being used right above this studio.
I don't think you can.
Couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah.
I just would like to apologize and say that we did ask, though, mm-hmm. before.
Yeah,
I can't hear it, really?
No, you can't hear a thing.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, we know, too, because if I go even just right to here, they can't even hear me say anything.
Yeah, we can hear a haircut, though, on either side.
Oh, that did happen. So
high buzzing is different.
Oh, it's a high radio frequency.
Bam, that's what
well
I was thinking.
Said.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Well said, Tony.
Hey, have a great night.
All right, dude.
See you tomorrow. Next.
Thank you, Stanley Ipkiss.
Drinkers may be less likely to develop dementia. Shocking study finds. Oh, what's up, AA? No, I did not read this. I'm not sure if you guys did.
No, what I didn't. You don't have to read it past here.
You really
drink,
don't.
You don't get dementia.
Boom. I will say, while I was watching Monday Night Football last night.
Did you have a cocktail?
I didn't.
You had Tito's and a Gatorade Zero, didn't you?
Yeah, could I tell a hilarious story about you?
I didn't have, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's quick. Ty already said it.
No, go ahead.
I said, you came the other day and I was, you're like, I had a couple cocktails last night. I was like, guys, what'd you have? And Tito's and Gatorade Zero. All right, so we're back in college.
Yep.
It's my go-to. I'll never, ever change, but I...
You gotta hydrate, man. It keeps me hydrated while I drink.
Yeah, it's genius. I wake up feel fucking great. Let's do it again. I didn't have any Gatorade Zero.
What?
But I wasn't even planning on having...
Stale pop?
Oh, no, I just want water. Okay. I didn't even plan
on... Tito's water. Here we go.
Tito's water. Didn't even plan on it, though. But then I saw Mike Pereira tweet.
You have a lime or
nope,
a lemon?
Just water and ice. Then I saw Mike Pereira tweet. I'm just drinking my Tito's, and people are yelling at me. I was like, Mike Pereira, you son of a bitch. I want a Tito's. Give me one of those. But yeah, now I know I won't develop dementia.
Congratulations.
Good job.
So hats off to everybody. Knock on wood.
Hats off to all of us, I think.
That's right.
Truly. So if you're thinking about quitting drinking, just remember.
You might not get dementia.
Bingo.
Something to think about.
Next.
Maybe lose your family, but no dementia.
That's drinking. Tony Soprano's Cadillac Escalade is for sale, and it's not a steal.
I think it's like $170,000, I think, something like that.
Oh, Bruce, why didn't you buy this thing?
Bruce.
Fuck that truck.
It's got like 80,000 miles, which it's not terrible.
Yeah, I would have thought more.
If I had known that this was available, I obviously would have gotten this instead.
But. Yeah. Fucking steal, dude.
I heard that there's a six-disc changer, and the only song that plays is, woke up in the morning, looking at myself again. Actually, I think you should have to listen to that. I might buy this.
Yeah, I almost started I'll go in on it again yesterday.
Did you?
So close. Or this weekend, sorry.
Did you?
Do it.
Oh, from the beginning again? Or
no,
where
from
you
where
left
I
off?
Was. Okay. I remember exactly where I was.
Ty, if you buy this, I'll pick you up every day. Hey, T, get in.
Oh. Well, I'll be driving, though.
No, you
have a driver.
Yeah. I don't want to drive. Fucking Tony didn't have a driver.
You're right.
Yeah, he did.
Sometimes.
Furio.
But that was
Furio.
Talking season.
Furio was also thinking about
fucking
banging.
Furio tried to fucking push him into the goddamn airplane
and
propellers.
Chris drove.
Chrissy Maltesanti?
You mean Dwight Schrute Sensei?
Yes.
Yes.
A much older Christopher Maltesanti was Dwight Schrute Sensei.
One of the most determined men I've ever met. Next. Bruce, hey, by the way, you know, we've been saying a lot about you. Thank you for pulling double duty back there. You're doing great.
Thank you, Bruce.
No worries at all. Don't try to insert sex, Amazon exec says. Rings of Power won't be like that sex-filled show, Game of Thrones.
And this is what I said was kind of concerning about the show.
I have watched every episode. There hasn't even been a hint of sexy time.
Not even between, like,
not
the
even,
men and
has
the
there
elves?
Been, not even a sniff of a dong. Not even a nod to a nipple.
Has there been
nothing.
Any more glory, honor, and...
Smods?
I'll tell you what.
Have they solved any puzzles yet?
There are a few characters that have gotten a bit...
More.
Nicer and braver.
Okay. See, I actually want to watch this because I believe the series is coming to an end, right?
Yeah.
Season one.
Yeah.
And
there's one more.
Yeah, some of the things that they've shown in the commercials looks electric.
But can we watch it? I don't get this either because didn't they?
It's definitely worth watching. It's nowhere near Game of Thrones level yet. But you, like, if you really, really like, if you really, really like Lord of the Rings, I think you'll be in.
Don't they slice an orc's penis off in like the first episode?
What? That'd be sick.
I thought they did.
And feed it to Gimli or something?
Yeah, exactly. He roasts it on a spit and then
Gimli's great.
It's a little tough.
Yeah.
Oh, this orc is a little tough, isn't it?
Okay, so yeah, I'm back in it.
Okay.
I do love LOTR as well. It is a fucking great show.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. Best picture. Next.
Bruce has been summoned up to the stage.
Christian Bale on Leonardo DiCaprio. Any role any gets, it's only because Leo passed.
Wow.
That's high praise from Bale.
That is high praise.
I mean, Bale's wanted to speak. DiCaprio wanted Batman more than anything.
Yeah, Bale's also in that fucking category.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, you know, 1A, 1B.
No one could. I mean, didn't Leo want to be the bad guy in Thor, Love, and Thunder?
That's what I was thinking.
And they, and again, I still haven't seen it. But weren't they like, we wrote it for Melmac?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
unfortunately.
Is there any role that you think that if Leo didn't do it, Bale would have?
I think Bale would have been great in Shutter Island.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was going to say fucking Blood Diamond.
Yeah.
He would have been great in Blood Diamond. I think you can probably.
Inception.
You could flip both. Sure. Yeah, Bale for Leo.
Honestly, Bale has always been one of my favorite actors. They're both incredible. Like, I mean, Leo is obviously nice, but there's not many things that Christian Bale, if he was in, wouldn't be better, I don't think. Like, I mean.
And, like, you can't flip. Like, in, granted, you can't flip Bale for everything Leo's done. You can't flip Bale or Leo for many things. That
Although, you know, Leo would have fucking crushed American Psycho.
Yeah.
Yes, he would. Yeah, he would have been great in that.
The only thing, I mean, if you put, like Bale wouldn't have worked in The Departed, I don't think.
No. Leo wouldn't have worked in The Fighter.
Or Batman.
Yeah, or Batman.
Let's just hat
DiCaprio tip. Wouldn't have worked in fucking 310 to Yuma.
Let's just hat tip. Let's hat tip to both of them.
Waiting on my one damn leg.
What was it? American Hustle? Although a lot of people didn't like that movie.
I loved American Hustle. The guy who directed the Amsterdam is who directed American Hustle. So if you didn't like that, probably not going
to
like it.
I need to watch that again. Next. That was up for Best Picture. Right?
Yeah.
Viral 1680 iPhone painting. Matthew McConaughey have people questioning time travel.
Yeah, did you guys see this?
No, I actually didn't.
So this painting's been going around. Looks like this painting from
looks like Greta Thunberg
from 1860. It looks like she's holding an iPhone.
This lady right here.
Yeah,
this could be a fucking doctored image. I don't know. If
that
I'm
looks like
this.
An Apple to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say this also could
this
be anything.
Stinks.
That
an
guy
iPhone.
Doesn't look like McConaughey.
I don't think so either.
The girl, sure.
The eye shape.
Yeah. The eyes,
the
boys.
Light up the eyes, boys. Who does that guy kind of look like though?
Fucking.
He does look like somebody.
He does look like somebody.
I'm trying to think.
We'll figure it out.
Kind of looks like Mitt.
It's got a little bit of Mitt in him. That looks just like Thunberg. I'll say that.
It does.
But a lot of people look like that.
Is that Sacagawea in the middle?
Sacagawea,
no,
I don't know.
Because Lewis and Clark aren't with her.
No. Yeah, plus they're not in a boat going down the river.
I think they're. Weren't always in a boat.
A lot of times. All right, next. I don't know who
that dude
100%
looks like. Phil. CFO Phil. As soon as I saw that, I thought it was CFO Phil.
That's just because he has a mustache.
And Phil's got a sweet beard right now. That guy looks like an actor. I just can't put
my
fucking thumb on
it. I'll think about it.
Looks like
Eddie Marson.
Yeah. He looks like... you know who he looks like? Fucking Mike from Stranger Things.
Kind of.
That. If Mike were to grow a mustache like that, he'd look like him.
Mike Wheeler?
All right, fucking next, Bruce. No, yeah, Mike Wheeler.
Ew, I love you. He stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Prince William, D. Crowd. Vin Diesel is the hottest bald man of 2022. And the photo they chose, he has a sick double chin.
Fat bulbous head.
Like. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, first of all, we know.
And how is The Rock not winning this?
Good question.
Well, it's fixed.
Yeah,
I don't know where this is from. Look, there's only a byline. There's no fucking.
Well, I can tell you where it's from. I had to start cutting off the top because he's about 40 other things.
NY Post. I mean, we will.
I can tell by the heading in the.
We will say this is by Aaron Keller.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel barely squeezed out at Bubba Gambino.
Yeah. Sure. At Bill McComas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. For sure. But we
well,
were saying,
no, but
I think that'll work.
I think that'll
do it. I think that'll do it. That'll do it.
Congrats. Congrats, Vin.
Again, if you haven't watched, I don't
even
know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Sergeant.
I
don't know where that's from.
Anything Tim Robinson is in, really. What is it?
I think you should leave.
Yeah, I think you should leave. Oh, my God.
Fucking gold.
We'll watch that.
Yeah, you showed that to us. I think from then on, we've all been huge Tim Robinson fans.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
I'm sorry. I hate to do it, but I need another ice cold one. Okay.
I thought you were going to say take a dump. I was like, see you in there. Me too. Here are the fastest drive-thrus in the U.S. for 2022.
Oh,
number 10. This is odd. Number 10, Chick-fil-A.
I think this is odd.
Well, you know what the thing is? Their service is so good They do it with care. It takes time.
True. They also don't.
But
do
also, is it longest because they have the most fucking people in their drive?
That's another great point. I was also thinking, is it longer because a lot of times the person who you have to send the order with is before the menu?
Yeah.
So they don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking they are.
Yeah.
But for some odd reason, this is broken down into seconds instead of minutes. 325.47 seconds, Chick-fil-A 10. 9, McDonald's, 291 seconds. 8, Carl's Jr., 289 seconds. 7, Wendy's. 6, Hardee's. 5, Burger King. 4, Arby's. 3, KFC. 2, Dunkin' Donuts. And I will say Dunkin' is top tier. And number 1, Taco Bell.
See, Dunkin's quick because, you know, it's coffee. Just coffee. Donuts. A lot of
bagel. Mud. Give me the mud.
KFC, they are fucking just turning out fucking fried chicken. They're sitting under the lights here. Yes. Put it in a fucking box.
Total zombie before I have my coffee. Glug, glug, glug. Symptoms.
Shout out. Taco Bell is interesting. I thought that would take a
every
lot
Wendy's
longer.
I've been to takes 18 minutes to get your fucking
meat. Wendy's is the worst on here. Carl's Jr. I've never been.
If you get a straw poll, too, I think Wendy's probably has the shittiest employees of any of these places.
I wouldn't argue.
Probably up there. BK will give them a run for their money.
They absolutely will.
I will say.
They absolutely
you
will.
You have to challenge BK, but I'm surprised Taco Bell is number 1. 2, Dunkin'. I would have guessed Dunkin', even though I don't know if I count that as fast food, but then I just read the top again.
Well, obviously Dunkin' is superior service because we know Messi worked there. So
true.
Yes. Oh, well, and that's why it's so loud, because he had to do the whole fucking Bruins guy thing
every single time. Hey, Bruins guy, do Bruins guy. Bruins! Next.
Speaking of which,
wear your mask if you can.
Shout out, Mezzy. Love you, Mezzy.
Love you, Mezzy. Go bees, Mezzy. Fucking goat.
Oh, is that it?
That is it. I believe we have one video. There was a. I believe this is at TwitchCon.
Yes.
These sons of bitches.
Something happened. I haven't watched this because I don't love back injuries.
It's not bad.
I'm currently going through one. Let's make sure this is muted.
Yeah, turn.
Let's make sure this is muted.
Let's go ahead and pod that volume down.
Yep, there you go. There you go. There it is. All right, start this son of a gun from the beginning.
Now, please move the playhead back. There we go.
So this lady.
This is Adriana. Not this lady.
Adriana Chechik. You may have seen her in many films.
Many films.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the articles said Twitch streamer Adriana Chechik breaks. She land on a steel rod.
Yeah. She landed on a steel beam.
And the guy
broke her back.
The guy right away is like, "Are you okay?" And she's laughing like, "Yeah." And then she moves like an inch. She's like, "No."
Yeah.
She broke her back.
That concrete does not budge.
Yeah. It does not budge. She broke her back jumping off of a. Well, it looks like a jousting station.
I mean, that's a fucking 1.5-foot fall.
These assholes.
What is underneath this?
Concrete. These assholes build a foam pit and they put 2 squares of foam in it.
Oh my God.
Who is this? Adriana, what?
Chechik.
You acting like you don't know who this is one of the most wild things I've ever heard.
I actually don't know who this is, but I'm going to find out later.
You probably know her by like hot blonde deep throat stars.
She is one of the more famous.
Well, you guys said
she's one of the more famous starlights of our generation.
Oh, yeah, I know who that
is. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah, I know who Anal Squirt Queen is.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, I know who Gate Master 3000
is. Yeah, I know who that is.
All right. Actually a major issue. So they only put like the foam that you see there, like this isn't a foam pit. This is just a platform that has that layer of foam put on top of it.
So it's legit just like a concrete floor.
And she went straight fucking.
So there's like I think I've seen reports of like 10 some people, like some lady dislocated her knee, a couple people broke legs, like a lot of people got hurt at this exact
moment. Now much like Bill, I also investigated this situation. I chose a different route of the internet to find and I did find a video of Ms. Adriana talking about this. Turns out she's already had some spinal issues, as you can believe. Her line of work in the industry has led to some issues with her C7,
scoliosis.
Her C6.
Sure.
She even said her part of her brainstem pops out from time to time. It's all due to being pile driven.
Okay.
Into the couch, into the bed.
Good Lord.
Into the Chase Lounge.
Is that real?
Into the shower.
Your spinal cord could just pop out sometimes.
The piece that connects to the brainstem apparently doesn't
kill you automatically.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe get that checked out.
Well, yeah.
Maybe, I'd say you might want to get that checked out.
If you're trying to find more information on
Bill, I think I'd get that checked out.
Be very cautious searching Adriana Chechik on Twitter, because you'll find information, but you'll find a lot.
I will not be cautious. And, Bill, don't say that it's a big problem, her jumping off here, because I know you and all the other people fucking unsubscribe to her OnlyFans. That's her big problem now, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Support her in this time.
Jesus.
Next. I seriously need to do some research, though. Because I don't think I know.
You're right, Bill. Twitter search is a wild one.
Dude, this
show
is,
me.
This is crazy.
All right. At Plant Machete.
Yeah.
This they're trying
to fucking tell me this plant is working this fucking machete.
What? Is that what that
they're saying?
Says?
The plant's brain. They got fucking sensors hooked up to a fucking leaf.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I don't know if I'd buy this.
Yeah, I don't think this is real. If it is, though, that's crazy. Plants want us dead. I can understand.
I mean, Jesus Christ, does this plant have the mind of Bootstrap Bill Turner? Look how it's fucking handling that sword.
I like the way you handled your steel plant.
It's a pirate's life for me. Get the chair.
This is a nice blade.
Excellent form, plant.
Anyway,
I did just watch Jumanji, the original, and the plants do attack. They do.
The vines. I mean, fuck, Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Bill Bill told me he was going to have his penis replaced with this robotic arm with a machete on you.
That'd be fucking sweet.
I thought you were going to say Bill was going to fucking snip off the fucking extra coat he's got on his penis to circumcise himself with this thing.
Jeez.
Got him! Yeah, I think he did. I think he did. Next. Shout out to this plant.
All right.
All right. That's the end of the pod.
Yep. I think that'll do.
Yeah. I think
that'll do.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, can you just find? I think Nick may have put that in a tweet. Just end the show with that.
Yeah. I think that'll do. Thank you all for listening and watching. If you're not watching, you should be, because all we talk about is stuff we're looking at. I hope you all have a great weekend. Let's see.
What did you
stay safe? Bruce just Googled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'll do. So I think that will do for this show here. Take it easy. Have a great week. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, I'd say that'll do it. Yeah, I'd say that would do it. Yeah, that'll help a little.
Yeah, that'll do it. See you next week.